In this bulletin, Australia's unemployment rate rises to 6.9%. New South Wales Premier Gladys Berejiklian faces sustained pressure over her involvement with a former MP. And Tennis Australia confident the Australian Open will go ahead in January. With the latest SBS News, I'm Greg Dyatt. Australia's official unemployment rate has risen to 6.9%. The September figure marks a slight increase compared to the jobless rate in August of 6.8%. Almost 30,000 jobs were lost across the country last month, and underemployment increased to 11.4%. Minister for Employment, Michaela Cash, says the figures show a net increase in employment nationally, but Victoria has suffered big losses.
Every job loss, though, as a result of COVID is absolutely devastating, as you know. But when you look at these figures and the upturn, the slight uptick in the unemployment rate, 6.8 to 6.9%, the 29,500 jobs that have been lost. And when you then look at Victoria, 35,500 jobs lost. I mean, there is a direct correlation there between the stage four restrictions in Victoria and the rise in the unemployment rate.
New South Wales Premier Gladys Berejiklian is continuing to deny any wrongdoing as her former partner faces an anti-corruption inquiry. Ex-MP Darryl Maguire has told the Independent Commission Against Corruption he's no longer in a close relationship with the Premier. Mr. Maguire is appearing for a second day of questioning over his use of his public office for personal profit. Ms. Berejiklian's leadership has been under intense pressure this week, and she's again defended herself in the Parliament.
But can I say that I provided assistance as a witness on Monday in great detail. I was forthright, direct, much to my personal detriment, but I had to do it because it is in the public interest. And I say to the people of New South Wales that every day that I have been in this place, since 2003, I've worked hard, my guts out for the people.
Australia's Deputy Chief Medical Officer is urging communities to prioritise coronavirus testing even if they've been checked before. Health authorities are concerned about falling testing rates in some parts of the country. Professor Michael Kidd has told SBS Arabic 24, more testing helps to control the pandemic and stop the spread.
It's essential that people get tested if they have symptoms. So even if this is the fifth or sixth or seventh or eighth time that you've gone to get a COVID test because you've got symptoms, please go and get that done. It will help protect your health and the health of your family members. It'll help us to see the restrictions eased sooner than otherwise might be the case.
The Prime Minister is warning border decisions should be driven by coronavirus-related health reasons and not based on political motivations. The federal government is weighing up travel options with Japan, Singapore and South Korea to ensure those Asian markets can access Australia next year. But locally, the harder border stance in Western Australia is under scrutiny, with their Premier stating an all-or-nothing approach will prevent outbreaks. Scott Morrison says Australia's health and economic response to COVID-19 has been world-class, and it's important for international students to return.
We've got trials running in the Northern Territory now, as well as in South Australia. And that in South Australia involves students coming back through Singapore. So we're always thinking of the next decision.
And it's believed thousands of Australians stuck overseas could soon return home to the Northern Territory on commercial and charter flights under a quarantine deal. The Transport Workers Union is demanding Virgin Australia's new owner, Bain Capital, commit to a full-service airline which includes regional Australia. The union is worried about the future of the airline with the departure of Virgin Chief Executive Paul Scurrah in November and the aftermath of the pandemic. National Secretary Michael Caine says the federal government needs to step in and hold Bain Capital to account to create some certainty for the airline.
Bain Capital has bought one of the most important assets in the Australian community. A vital Virgin is critical for the opening up of the Australian economy, for regional Australia, for aviation workforces, and for us, of course, eventually building our bridge back to the international economy as well.
In sport, the head of Tennis Australia remains confident the Australian Open tournament will go ahead in January. Craig Tiley, who is also the tournament director, says it's unreasonable to ask players to quarantine in a hotel for 2 weeks and then compete in a Grand Slam. Roger Federer and Serena Williams are already committed to the Australian competition, and organisers have devised a plan based on borders being opened. Well, now the weather across Australia for Friday. Perth, mostly sunny, 25. Adelaide, a possible shower, 25 degrees. Melbourne, much the same, and 19. Hobart, cloudy, 13. Canberra, showers and 21. Wollongong, a shower or two, 21 degrees. Sydney, a possible shower, 24. Newcastle, partly cloudy, 27. Brisbane, sunny and 29. Cairns, partly cloudy and 30. And Darwin, a possible shower or storm, and 32 degrees. I'm Greg Dyett, and this is SBS News.